We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to finish the week on the lighter side by visiting with Washington's premier musical satirist, The Capitol Steps. And joining us from the troupe this week is their fearless star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I think I'm better than Chris Dodd is today.
Oh, yeah. He's had a rough week.
Yeah. He's not looking too good for, what is it, next year when he's up?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, it'd be one thing if he had just actually been responsible for it, but the changing explanation is always the best part of Washington, isn't it?
Oh, man. It would be so refreshing to have somebody go, yep, I did that. Yep.
Exactly.
Taxing these bonuses at 90%, we ought to tax Chris Dodd's salary at 90% too. Huh? Or maybe tax the whole the stimulus package at 90%. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No, but it sounds good, which is probably means they're going to do it.
But, well, I'm a populist. I'm going to run next time against Chris Dodd, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
So we got a new budget today.
You got a new budget, and looks like we're going to have a little more red ink. Let me check that. A lot more red ink than we thought we were going to have. And we already had quite a bit to go around. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to the stimulus and some other things, yeah, $1.8 trillion in debt this year.
The Democrats have a perfectly good explanation for it, and we might even have that in a song.
Oh, amazingly, the Capitol Steps are ready. Premonition, as always. Here we go.
Hi, Vice President Joe Biden. As you know, I'm not supposed to appear in public. So here I am. You know, President Obama's too modest to toot his own horn. So Joe Biden will toot his. You know, he recently passed this new economic stimulus package that was based on the public works projects of FDR after his televised debates with Abraham Lincoln. But you know, this isn't some wild deviation. I mean, this is what Democrats have wanted to do all along. And you know, just to prove that I'm a team player, let me bring out Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And these two will just help add a little charisma to this number that I've worked up. Because of President Obama, the left wing's coming back. We passed a stimulating package to get us back on track.
And now you've seen us return to spenders. Liberals rule. There's no way he's Muslim with so much pork in it.
To help our biofuel production, our earmarks will be wise. Like energy from liposuction on Rush Limbaugh's thighs.
Learn about it. Return to spenders.
$1 trillion more in debt, yeah, but just to allay your fears, we promise to repay every dollar spent today in 5, 7, 10, 12 years.
And now we're gonna
return to splendor
with a brand new
spending push.
If it fails, we'll
just keep blaming
all our problems
on George Bush.
Oh, Elena, I have to ask, what was Nancy Pelosi dressed up like?
Well, the woman that plays her is hilarious, and she comes out, she doesn't move her face at all. She has that kind of startled Botox expression that Nancy seems to have all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't think she actually had the Botox, but somehow she does the whole song without moving her forehead.
Things you'll go to make us laugh.
That's right, the things we do for comedy.
Absolutely right. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on right now in Washington. I'm sure you guys are having fun with all the scandal up on Capitol Hill and, you know, all sorts of other stuff.
Well, we're having having fun watching everybody blame each other, and that's going to be probably our next song, is something to the blame game or something like that.
Not surprising. Elena, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff online at capstaps.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Check us out online at dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.